When I first convention as an OTC student, I was planning to ditch the banquet and head home, but I happened to sit at lunch with Jeff Tom and Artis Bazin, and they said, oh no, you need to stay and listen to what the scholarship winners and their stories. And they convinced me and another friend we should stay for the banquet. So we did, and when I heard what the scholarship winners were doing, I thought, man, I want to do that. They were doing some really cool stuff. One of them was wanted to start a school for the blind in Russia, and he was doing all kinds of mission trips over to Russia and taking the college courses to get him in that direction. So when I went back to the OTC, I asked Julie Brannon, do you think I could apply for a scholarship with WCB? She said yes. And I did, and I got a scholarship. It helped me finish my bachelor's degree. My plan was to go back to work for newspapers on the copy desk. I had been a graphics editor and illustrator and really loved working in the newsroom. But in 2008, newspapers took a big dump along with the economy, and most of my former coworkers were leaving newspaper work in droves, trying to go back to school or find another means of employment. And so I was approached by Al Yardley about possibly teaching Zoom text and JAWS with him. And I thought, well, I'll take him up on it because I don't have another plan. I think he's a little crazy thinking I can teach. But, you know, over the ensuing years working with him and getting training and working with people who are losing their vision and looking for, you know, the next step, it's just been more gratifying, I think, than working at newspapers ever were. The scholarship allowed me to get my bachelor's degree. I went on and got a certificate in copy editing from the University of Washington. But I've been able to put that to use in working with WCB on their getting their website over to WordPress, starting a Facebook page, encouraging other chapters to get websites and participate in social media. And using news releases. And now I'm working at the Seattle Lighthouse for the Blind as a computer and assistive technology instructor and thoroughly loving it because I'm working with people who are so motivated. They want to make that next move in their career. So I'm really excited for the people in this room tonight who are recipients because you know, who knows what the future holds for you. It's going to be pretty exciting. So thank you, WCB, and thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next past scholar... Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. The next past scholarship recipient... from the past will be Jessamine Lanby, and she will talk. She has newly graduated just a few months ago. There you go.
Hello. Once again, I'm Jessamine, and like I said, like Kim said, I recently graduated in June with my degree in accounting, and it was a Associates in Technical Arts, and I've been August. I got in contact with my DSB counselor, and she has been really helpful in hooking me up with local organizations in my county to help me find a job, since that's my next step. Monday, I get to go. Meet with an organization that is going to help me find something in my county, in the accounting field, whether it be part-time, full-time, contractor, government, or whatever. So I'm excited for that. And I'm hoping maybe I'll have a job by the end of the year. So that's kind of where I'm at since I recently graduated. And the WCB scholarship helped me be able to purchase technology that I needed for school to do my classes online and at home. It also helped me be able to pay for the last year of school for the tuition and books, and I was able to finish. So I really appreciate them having this committee and the and believing in me and making it all happen. And if it wasn't for the scholarship committee, I don't think I probably would have finished this last year to graduate with my degree. So thank you.
And the last scholarship person from the past, Holly Terry, is going to read a letter from Tracy Fajorin.
I'm using my nice outside voice, otherwise known as the mother yelling voice. All right. Could you hold it for me, please?
I can.
All right. This is a really nice letter, dated October 19th, 2019, to Washington's Council of the Blind Scholarship Committee. Dear Scholarship Committee and 2019 recipients, a good head and heart are always a formidable combination, but when you add to that a literate tongue or pen, then you have something special. By Nelson Mandela. One of many educational quotes that inspires me to be a great service leader one day. I have been a recipient of the Washington Council of the Blind Scholarship Awards for 3 years and have worked very hard to earn a spot alongside my peers. One of my most enlightening experiences of being a scholarship recipient is putting together a good essay and recalling what I've achieved through the school years. Receiving my scholarships have enabled my success in attaining my educational goals. It helps offset my educational expenses so I could focus better on school. In addition, as a person with complete blindness, having the funds to buy the assistive technology to access my textbooks, assignments, and documents is manna from heaven. Whew! We sure do a lot of writing in college. I have been able to complete my required classes without the worrying about the financial burden of whether I'm able to afford school materials and supplies. These scholarships have encouraged me to reach for the stars, and with the confidence of my donors in my success, I strive to soar like my school's mascot, Swoop the Eagle, at Eastern Washington University. I am proud but very humbled to have been awarded 3 generous WCB scholarships. Thank you for believing in me. Sincerely, Tracy Ann Fajorin.
Thank you for reading that, Holly. We'll hear from President Denise Colley at this time. There you go.
Thank you, Kim. You know, I was one of the first people who chaired this committee. And back then, we didn't have modern technology to be able to use. So we had to take all of the paperwork, the application, and the and the I report and the grade transcripts and the recommendation letters and the letter from the school telling us that the student was actually officially registered. And we had to get readers to read them all. And then we had to put them on tape. And then we had to send the recordings out to everybody on the committee. And then we had to take all the interviews, oral interviews, and put them on tape and send them out to the whole committee. It was a lot of work. But I have to tell you that being chair of the scholarship committee was probably one of the most rewarding things I have ever done in WCB. And to our students, I just want to say congratulations from the Washington Council of the Blind. We are so proud of what you are doing and your goals for the future. You are the blind people of tomorrow. And you are going to have some big shoes to fill. But I know that you can do it, because as you get to know more about those who came before you, you will know that going through school these days is not always easy. It's challenging. And knowing that some of our students this year have some amazing goals is really exciting. And I just want to, on behalf of the Washington Council of the Blind, tell you that we are proud of you. We are proud of what you're doing. And we hope that you will have an opportunity to get to know more about us, get to know what our organization has to offer, and want to be a part of us. And now I'm going to make a shameless plug, since I have the microphone. We are a part of a national organization. We are part of a national organization called the American Council of the Blind. And the American Council of the Blind also has a scholarship program. And we give away approximately $65,000 to $67,000 a year in scholarships. And I want to say to each one of you, you need to apply. Our scholarship application will go up on the website in December, and we will make very sure that you all get information about applying. One of the things that happens if you are selected to receive a scholarship is that you get to come to our national convention, which is an absolute monumental experience. So I just want to encourage all of you to seriously think about applying for our national scholarships. We would love to see you this summer in Schaumburg, Illinois. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. All right, you two. Okay. Now let's move on into the main and part of the scholarship program, and the reason you're all here to meet our awesome recipients. You know, Denise talked a little bit about the scholarship program, and when I think back and I hear what went on previous, you know, in way years past, and all the trying to get readers and trying to get things recorded and trying to get everything to the different committee members, I'm like, oh man, we have come a long way with technology. And I will remember this every time I'm going, what is wrong with, why can't we get this phone recording sent over to somebody? Or get something transferred. Somebody sends us a document and I need to transfer it to Word so that everybody can read it. Only a couple clicks away, actually, instead of a whole record, mail, get it back, get everybody's to be on the same page and everything. So without further ado, we'll start the interview. We'll start talking about scholarship winners. Always remember, once the scholarship application goes up, a scholarship or a applicant what needs to fill out an application. They need to submit supporting documents, write an essay, and then they are interviewed by a committee member, and that interview is shared with all committee members. We take all those materials, we score them, and we choose our scholarship winners. So I will start, and I'm going to introduce to you Isaac Hyman. And Isaac is not here tonight due to a family obligation that he already had. And he ended up having to be clear out of state. So Isaac is a very amazing young man. He's never let his vision stop him. In fact, it's pretty much what pushed him forward. He learned at a young age to advocate for himself, to get the teachers to get his books in large print, or to make sure that what was on the chalkboard he could see, in order to get the schooling he needed. And he always made a promise to himself that he would never let his vision get in his way of what he wanted to do. He would just find a way around it. So he is attending, he's at Western Washington University in Bellingham, and his major area of study is behavioral neuroscience. When he is done, he will have an MD degree. I'm just like, oh boy. He will be receiving a scholarship of $4,500. I'm doing it that way because I'm always getting numbers mixed up. So he will be receiving a scholarship of $4,500. He is just a blessing to talk to. I have emailed and talked to him several times, and he's just so full of energy, and he just wants to know everything. And the one thing that in our communications was he's very interested in learning lots about WCB and ACB. And when I started telling him, because he's also diabetic, that on the national level there's Diabetics in Action, he was like, oh, I have to come and get in with this group. I have to learn more. I have a recording from him, and can you go ahead and play that? All right.
Hi, my name is Isaac Hyman, and I am extremely grateful to receive the 2019 Washington Council of the Blind Scholarship Award. Oh my gosh, I was so excited from when this was recorded. Like last night, Kim Moberg called me and told me I got it, and I'm just so thrilled, and just the generosity of your organization is incredible. And this scholarship, I'm a pre-med student, so I have a pretty long educational road ahead, and this scholarship just means so much in terms of how expensive school is nowadays, and oh my gosh, it'll mean so much in terms of helping me out through that process, and being able to buffer some of that financial stress associated with education. This is just incredible, and I don't really know what more to say. Just thank you to everyone on the scholarship committee. Thank you for everyone who gives money to this organization to fund programs such as this. And thank you to all the people, all the members of the committee who looked over all the applications. And I'm grateful because I'm sure there were so many other amazing students that were just as deserving of this award as I am. I'm grateful that you guys recognize the student that I am, and I hope that I can live up to the humility and the goodness that your organization has throughout my educational journey and beyond. And I'm disappointed I can't be there today to meet all of you at the convention, but I hope that I'll be able to meet everyone associated with the scholarship committee and the generosity of the donors in the months to come. And I just thank you so much again, and I really appreciate it. All right, thank you.
Okay, I will turn the microphone over to Julie.
Okay, see if I can hold this. I have the privilege of introducing Anissa Proda, and Anissa is getting a scholarship from us for $3,500. She's a phenomenal woman. I first got to know Anissa and when she came to the OTC. And I thought the first minute that I met her and that she walked in the door, this lady has no question about what she wants or where she's going. She was very clear about it. She would tell you exactly how it's going to be and what she expected. I love that about her. There was just no question in her mind or in her life. Anissa is from another country, Albania. And she talks about what it was like growing up there in the educational system. Her father quit his job so that he could get the textbooks in the format that she needed to get them read in audio format for her, because there wasn't availability of that in that country. That shows dedication on her part and the part of her family. She traveled across the world, or around, was it around the world, Anissa? By herself as a blind woman. One of the first ones ever to do that. Came to this country, and while she was at the OTC, realized that she did want to get a graduate degree. So not only was she doing classes again at the OTC, she enrolled in a master's program at the University of Washington. She is getting her master's in international studies. Her passion is advocacy for the disabled and for people that, you know, have rights that need to be taken care of, particularly in the world of business. Anissa has been very involved in advocacy issues in her own country. I'll let her tell you about that. She can give you that detail. I have no doubt that you're going to be hearing about Anissa Proda in the future. There you go, Denise.
There you go. Thank you very much, Julie. I feel really blessed and very happy for sure, and privileged to get this scholarship. This is very meaningful to me because it's, first of all, an encouragement. Many of us who are pursuing the higher education always have struggles, especially the financial struggles. And all of you who are doing fundraising for the organization know very well what I'm talking about. The difference is when you are a fundraiser in the organization, you feel like you are part of the team. But when you are going through the higher education process, sometimes you feel like, oh, I am alone. How am I going to find all this money to pay UW Seattle $42,000? And it's very much a blessing, and I'm very grateful to the commission who chose me amongst many others, who I'm sure there are many other great students in the state. And I'm very thankful especially to Julie, because she was my mentor during the orientation and training center for the blind. It is very important for me having mentors because, as Julie was saying, was a very big transition for me. My home country is basically 6,000 miles away, and in kilometers it would be more than that. So I am a married student, and all the cultural differences and language barriers make the studying process much more complicated. So having a scholarship is a warm hand to tell me that you are doing well, you are progressing, you deserve this. And it's a very big encouragement. It's a milestone achieved for me. And I want to assure you that I'll work to the best of my abilities to deserve this scholarship, not just in this current year where I'm at school, but also in the future. And I'm glad to share with you that a couple of days ago, basically, I wanted to do a small job on campus as all the other students, because I didn't want to feel the odd student that, you know, I'm not working. People here are used to work when they are at school. So I saw a small job as a teaching assistant, and luckily I was accepted from a professor to help teaching a course in special education, disability, and art. Even though it's like 9 hours per week, not as much compared to what I was doing in the past two jobs, but it just tells me that, you know, we recognize your knowledge, we recognize your experience, and we want you to share with the others that is meaningful to me. Thank you very much for the scholarship, and I really appreciate that you recognize my hard work.
Next, we'll hear from Jeanette.
You know, since I have the mic, I'm going to share a little bit about Isaac. Brings me to tears hearing him on his interview. I mean, WCB and United Blind of Whatcom County, watch out. Just watch out. That's all I can say. Well, actually, for all these scholarships, WCB and ACB, watch out. I mean, I am excited to see what all of these scholarships are going to do the next coming years. But to tell you a little bit about Anna Ort, she is giving $3,500 awarded from WCB, and she's going to Rhode Island studying to be computer science and cognitive science. Let's hear, listen to Anna Ort's interview because she's in Rhode Island. Okay. Do we have that interview? Do we have that interview?
Hello, my name is Anna Ort, and I am proud to be a recipient of a Washington Council of the Blind scholarship. I'm currently a freshman at Brown University, where I plan on double majoring in computer science and cognitive science. You might be thinking, how can someone double major in two science subjects? The answer is that it is only possible when you have no core class requirements. Brown is one of the only schools in the world that has no curriculum, and getting here would never have been possible without the generous support of the Washington Council of the Blind and their scholarship committee. In the future, I hope to use my newfound knowledge about the human brain and the workings of computers to improve artificial intelligence and create more intelligent assistive technology devices. Last year, I began creating a piece of voice recognition and synthesis software that allows users to utilize voice commands to record data and access procedures for science labs. I hope to finish this project in college and continue to find solutions to issues that often go unnoticed by the sighted majority. Starting this journey was truly only possible because of the incredible organizations like the Washington Council of the Blind. So I cannot thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to explore my passions and figure out how I can contribute to changing the world as a legally blind individual.
And now we'll hear from Holly.
Do I need to go up somewhere? Oh, no.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay. I have great pleasure to introduce Chloe Pearson to you all. Now, I've been a member of the scholarship committee for several years, and you're not supposed to have favorites. But I have just enjoyed getting to know Chloe so much. And I, even better, this afternoon, I sat and talked to her mom for a long time, and I was so impressed with her mom. You know, you as an old lady, I can say that behind many great students, as we've seen from the lady from Albania, you find great parents, and she's a credit to her upbringing. This young lady is going to Olympic College, which is a community college, to get her BA degree or AA degree, and then she's going to go on to. I don't know where. I can't remember. UW, is that what you said?
I might possibly just stay at the college. They have an engineering program.
Oh, or stay at the college. She's an electrical engineer. I'm not even for sure. I know they have something to do with computers. And I know they have lots of smarticle particles in their brains. But I'm just so in awe because I was always a humanities type gal. So she's going to get a scholarship for $3,000, and we're just so happy to give it to her. And let me hand the microphone to you, darling.
So nobody informed me that I was going to be saying a few words, so everybody just give me some grace. But first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Kim, Julia, Danette, Holly, everybody on the scholarship committee. I really appreciate it. So I'm not an electrical engineer yet, but that's the goal. And like Holly said, I am going to Olympic College and working on the prerequisites, which involves a lot of math and a lot of chemistry, physics degrees, or physics classes, things like that. And it's not easy, but one thing that, coming here, I'm not around a lot of other visually impaired people at college, and most of them that I am around haven't really done a lot of the higher level math, but I was talking to Angel earlier who said that he took calculus too, which is what I'm in the middle of. So I was pretty impressed with that and seeing that somebody else has done what I'm working on as well.
I can't even spell that.
And during lunch, we talked to one of the men who came up and talked to us, was also an electrical engineer, and he was visually impaired when he got the degree and completely blind when he worked with it. So I was asking how he got through the math, and he said that he had to go down on a big blackboard and then write out all of the math problems, take a picture with his Polaroid, and send it to his teacher as his homework. So I've realized that we've come a long way, even if it's not perfect yet. And my goal when becoming an electrical engineer is to help make things come along even farther. I want to help create devices for the visually impaired and blind. Especially, I would love to help make some way to help make math class a little bit easier for the visually impaired and blind, because it's not really something that you can read. You have to be able to see it for the most part. But I'm sure that there's a way to make that easier. And receiving this scholarship is going to be a big help in getting there. So thank you.
She's a homeschooler.
So I understand she really wasn't in a full classroom until she went to college, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an adjustment.
Uh-huh. I remember going from 6 kids in my class to 30, and that was just, it was very overwhelming for me. So, all right. Okay, good. All right, we're back to Danette.
Okay, because I have the mic again, I forgot to tell you something about Isaac.
One thing,
yes, ma'am. Yes, boss. So, Isaac, if he says he wants to meet with you, he will make it happen. I talked with him for an hour and a half nonstop, meeting with him and face-to-face with him. It was cool. I was impressed. But not only was I impressed by Isaac, I'm also very impressed by all the scholarships and this gentleman next to me, Angel John Diley. He was very impressive. Angel will be getting $3,000 in the scholarship, and he will be going to University of Washington, Tacoma, studying right now. He's studying his science classes, starting to do something to do with a doctor, a surgeon.
Nothing as ambitious as a surgeon, but definitely a child psychiatrist. I've always liked the mental health. Thank you. Thank you. A child psychiatrist. When I was 13 years old, I read a book on body language, and that just got me thinking about why and how we do certain things in society and how we react to those things. And so at 13, I didn't know what psychology was or if there was even a subject called psychology. But when I got into college, when I did Running Start, I completed my AA while I was in high school. Junior and senior year of high school, I was able to complete my AA. And I wasn't really sure how the whole college route. But after receiving my AA, I went to the University of Washington, Tacoma. And speaking with my advisor, I was able to declare a bachelor's, declare a major as a psychology major, and since I would like to be a child psychiatrist and go to onto medical school, I have to take the science courses needed, so the math and the physics and chemistry and organic chemistry and biology, all those hard science intimidating courses. But I'd like to say thank you to everyone that was in the selection committee about selecting their candidates for the scholarships, just because I know there must be so many applicants, and just say thank you, because I know it must have not been easy through the selection process. Thank you.
Okay. I have been on the scholarship committee for many moons, and this is one of the scholarship selections that was very hard, because all of them had a very, very high, much higher than I would ever get of a GPA.
Okay, so the last part we're going to do, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Julie, and she's going to ask each of the three scholarship recipients here one question that will help us each get to know them just a little bit better.
Mic so I can read the braille. Thank you. All right. Anissa, this is for you, and it's going to relate to you specifically. Specifically, how do you plan to develop a career that will intertwine your goals of advocacy, of the disabled within international relations?
There's a microphone. So international relations is a very broad topic, and many of us relate the international relations mostly with U.S. foreign policy, why they intervened in Iraq, why they are not leaving Afghanistan. But it's not just that. It's more than that. And especially in Seattle, in this city where we have many of Fortune, 100. So international relations is involving economy, business, culture. And my goal is to make the business companies more diverse and more inclusive. So most probably this will be my graduation year. And since I have kind of started the job search process, I am really intending to work on increasing the diversity and inclusion in the business companies, and to make them not just aware of social corporate responsibilities, but to give my little tiny contribution, make them move and take actions when it comes to fulfilling their social corporate responsibilities. Because I believe that business companies have all the means and mechanisms to push things further, because each of us is a client of a product or a service in a certain way. So that's how I want to orient my career, and hopefully it will happen.
Thank you, Anita. All right. The next question, see if I can hold this and read and do everything at once here. I'm going to read it, yes. Could someone hold the mic for me? Yeah.
I got it.
There we go. Thank you. All right. This is for Chloe. Chloe, you have chosen a seemingly fairly sight-dependent career. Have you considered the possibility of more vision loss and how that might affect your chosen career?
I have Stargardt's disease, which is a pretty your vision deteriorates pretty quickly, but then it stays pretty stable. So if I had vision loss, then I'll be honest, I may rethink my major, but I would do my best to stick with it. Where there's a will, there's a way. And like I said, I was talking to a man who had worse vision than I did and had to write his things on a write his problems out on a blackboard so that he could see it correctly. And this is something that I really want to do. So if I was to lose more vision, I would stick with it as best as I could. And it would probably take, I'd have to probably slow down the degree. It would take longer, but I'd be willing to put in the effort to do it.
And just so you know, these recipients hadn't a clue what these questions were going to be, so they're doing it off the cuff. More power to them. Angel, this one is for you. In your essay, you mentioned that you and your mother plan on beginning a nonprofit, Education About Blindness, for those having no education in the area of visual impairment, which does sound fascinating. I'm curious how you plan to actually have this nonprofit achieve its goals.
Hello. So originally my mom and I, we started first the nonprofit organization. We had no idea what we were doing. And throughout the process, I began to get a little bit intimidated by the tasks and everything. And all said and done, my mom is the one that's the head of the organization. I'm just there helping everything she needs, but sadly to say, I am part of it, but not in the leading roles. That's just happened recently. But the goals for the organization, when it was first starting, it was just to help spread the word of visually impaired students all around the community. My mom is still continuing the organization, Crescente, and she's building a platform of online, so there's going to be Instagram, Facebook, everything. It'll be called Living Visually Impaired, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to head out to the high schools and the middle schools and talk about the organization through assemblies, contact the district, and do activities like goal ball, and try to bring in students who are visually impaired, anybody who is visually impaired, but also try to reach the parents and people who have no idea what visual impairment is, just because a big portion of people who are visually impaired is the people who they affect. So educating the people who are not visually impaired is a big portion of what this organization is going to try to spread the word on, and hopefully educate more people on being sensitive towards people who are visually impaired, and help just to understand what it means to be visually impaired. Thank you.
Awesome.
This pretty much concludes our program. Thank you all for attending. Thank you all.